98 FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast. 98 FM.
We are going to relive an epic win for the Lions now on the That's What I Call Sport here on 98 FM. It was fairly fantastic.
This is it. The Lions will level the series. They have their cup final.
Yeah, we have a few really soft penalties, which were disappointing. We need to rectify that for next week. But I thought our control was pretty good. You know, we probably didn't kick enough in the first half. I think the kicking stats were something they kicked 16 times in the first half to our 9. And you know, with the weather conditions the way they were, it was difficult to catch the ball. But then when we got the ball in their half, we stressed them and we got them behind them. We played some nice rugby and we looked comfortably defensively. They never really got outside us and never stressed us. I mean, it's going to be obviously with Sonny Bill Williams off the field that makes it difficult to. But I'm very happy with the boys. Proud of the performance and proud that we're 1-1 at the moment. We can look forward to for next week.
That's Warren Gatland, the Lions head coach, speaking after New Zealand's first home defeat since South Africa beat them all the way back in 2009, their first against the Lions for 24 years. Sean O'Brien said it was one of his best wins ever, but the Tullo tank is warning that the next test, next Saturday, will be their toughest yet.
Yeah, it feels very good right now. Delighted with the win, obviously. Crowd are unbelievable here. We made life very hard for ourselves, though. And that's what's running through my head at the minute, but we worked incredibly hard for one another out there and we really fronted up today.
It's the second time in three Lions tours to New Zealand that the tour has swung around in Wellington. How cussed, how angry, how stirred up were these bunch of players coming into the game today?
Yeah, we were. You know, we had a cool head. We knew our plan, I think, this week very well, and we knew what we had to do. We spoke about it last week and didn't perform, so that's the pleasing thing today. We stuck to the plan. Bar the discipline, and went well for us.
But an hour in, when you were 18-9 down and you were giving away penalties like confetti, what was it that turned the game round at that point, Sean?
We just had to keep the ball, bring them through phases, and that our game plan then implemented itself. So we put a few phases together and we got a bit of space and finished off a couple of excellent scores.
And what's going to get the job done next week, Sean?
Better performance than today, so we regroup, we go again.
Sean O'Brien speaking to Sky Sports. If the Lions win at Eden Park next Saturday, they'll seal a first series victory over New Zealand since 1971. Try scorer Conor Murray has also been speaking to Sky. He says they can dare to dream after beating the All Blacks on their own patch.
For whatever reason, we got a couple of penalties, we got a bit of territory, we played a bit of rugby, and you can feel the crowd, you can feel your teammates lifting, and we rode the wave of that momentum and snuck a win, and we'll take it, and we'll work into next week.
The try, one of your favourites? Got to be.
Yeah, any time you score a try against New Zealand, it's an awesome feeling, and typical me, a short range effort, finishing off good work from the lads, but happy to go over and help the team.
And psychologically going into next week in Auckland, Conor, how important is it that you have won? I mean, obviously it's important numerically because it makes it 1-1 and we have something to fight for.
Yeah, it's massive, like you said, it's 1-1 now and we've a chance to win this, and that was the aim of tonight, and it's a good week to go training. Had we lost today, it would have been a tough week, so there's going to be a bounce in our step. We know we've a lot to work on, but we're in with a chance of winning this series, and that's where we want to be. But it's a tough place to come and play rugby, New Zealand. When you lose or you don't perform, they get on your back here, and it's nice to put in performance, get a victory, maybe get a bit of breathing space, and enjoy training this week and give it our all. So we're in a good place.
Lions roar back is the headline on the front page of the Sunday Independent Sports section this morning after yesterday's incredible 24-21 win over the All Blacks in Wellington. The Lions have become the first team to beat the All Blacks in New Zealand for 8 years, but more importantly, that win levels up the series at 1-1 heading into next Saturday's final test. And now it's going to be a decider in Eden Park. To tell us more is the man who wrote that headline and who's been with the Lions every step of the way on this tour. It's the Irish Independent rugby correspondent, Rory O'Connor. Rory, welcome to 98 FM. How are you?
Not too bad, Jamie. Good.
Now, you're in Queensland. It's 8 p.m. over there. It's just after 9 a.m. here in Dublin. And you've just jumped on a flight. Firstly, I suppose, just to reflect on yesterday, the importance of the win from an historical point of view, Rory, but also for the test itself. It sets up an interesting week of build-up and a great game as well next Saturday.
Yeah, it's huge, Jamie. I mean, it comes at a time when people are wondering whether the Lions have any future at all, They've... In the modern game, it's kind of an anachronism, and it's kind of kind of squeezed into the schedule towards the end of the season. They're talking about reducing the amount of time they have to play. And I suppose when the Lions were fighting for their very survival, they came out and got a result that very few people gave them a chance of achieving. You know, you mentioned it there, it's 8 years since New Zealand had lost at home. They've, you know, double world champions. And they've just looked so strong in that first test. But the Lions did come out and play. They started really well. Then there was obviously that, you know, red card for Sonny Bill Williams, which was fully deserved, but changed the game completely. But then the Lions kind of went into this period of a bit of disarray, gave away a lot of penalties, and let the kind of allowed the All Blacks to build a lead that they kind of their play didn't hugely deserve, but they kind of looked like they were going to eke out this famous victory with 14 men over the Lions, which would have been you know, a kind of remarkable result. But then in that last 20 minutes, the Lions just got it together and pulled it all together and produced a really, really strong finish, scored two really, really good tries, and then held their nerve at that crucial point when Owen Farrell kicked that penalty. So yeah, I mean, it's everything the Lions could have dreamed of, to take this to a third game, set it up for Eden Park, and they've caused doubt in the All Blacks' minds as well. You know, that they'll go with momentum and confidence to a venue where the All Blacks have an even better record. So yeah, it's all set up for the week ahead.
The atmosphere, Rory, looked absolutely incredible on TV. I'm sure it was even better. I know it was even better inside the stadium. Talk me through the moments before Owen Farrell kicked those winning points. Nerves galore, I'm sure, for the fans, for the journalists, and for Owen himself. He knew once he kicked that over the bar that the Lions were going to win, but I'm sure it was a time filled with a lot of tension.
Yeah, it was pretty special, to be honest. It was you know, there was a huge amount of British and Irish fans in the stadium. They made a lot of noise. They kind of sensed in the first kind of 20 minutes that the Lions could maybe achieve something. There was a real surge. You know, I think there was a couple of turnovers that the crowd were on their feet. They were singing Maro Itoje's name. He's become a bit of a cult hero on this tour. And yeah, they definitely had cause to doubt. Those two tries just got them back on their feet. And you kind of got a sense once they level it that they probably were going to get home. The All Blacks looked a bit dead in their feet. And you know, the Lions were feeding off that big crowd, that big noise that was coming from the big, massive section of red-clad fans behind goal where Owen Farrell actually kicked that penalty. So, I mean, he had nerves of steel to put it over. It was fairly within his range, but we've seen Beauden Barrett miss a couple of very easy kicks, and Farrell's missed a few over the course of the tour as well, but he won't get many more important kicks than that. And, it sets him up nicely as well. I mean, he got shifted out one. He might have, you know, kicked thrown his toys out of the pram. He wanted to play out half in this tour, but he had to move to accommodate Johnny Sexton, but he responded well.
Yeah, losing 18-9, Rory, with 20 minutes left, and as we mentioned, having given away so many avoidable penalties, what was the springboard for the comeback? We spoke about the red card for Sonny Bill Williams in the 25th minute, the first red card for the All Blacks in 50 years, but it took the Lions all the way to the end of the game to really capitalise on playing against 14 men.
It was kind of small things that brought them back into it, and they had a little bit of luck as well. They chased Johnny Sexton's kickoffs were brilliant, and after that, went 9 points up. They chased his kick. He left it hanging up in the air, and they put real pressure on TJ Perenara, who kicked the ball out. Didn't get as much out of it as he could, and then they went for it. You know, they did it the right way. They put together a kind of a wraparound move that Leinster fans would be very familiar with, seeing Johnny going around the outside. Sent Anthony Watson up the right, and then they swung back, you know, they swung back around the other side and stretched the 14 men at the All Blacks, which they hadn't been able to do. Remain impatient, and Falatau scored the try. And even then, when the All Blacks got a penalty, again they kicked off and they chased hard, and Beauden Barrett got very little out of his kickoff. And it's those little things, those little victories that lead to these big moments. And they then, you know, powered through the middle, and Conor Murray got over. But just in the build-up to that first try, Sean O'Brien caught Wasaki Naholo with his swinging forearm. The ref and the TMO decided it wasn't a punishable offence. They thought it was fine, but it's been subsequently picked up by the deciding commissioner. We're awaiting a verdict now. He thinks he's going to his hearing in the next couple of hours. And the email that came out said that the deciding commissioner reckoned that was a red card offence as well. So Sean O'Brien had been sent off with the scores at 18-9, we've been talking about a very different kind of scenario for the Lions at this stage. So they rode their luck a little bit as well. And we have to wait and see whether Sean O'Brien is going to be available for that final test next week. We're expecting Sonny Bill Williams to be suspended, obviously. But Sean O'Brien's in trouble as well.
Yeah, all seven penalties for the All Blacks. 21 points from the boot of Beauden Barrett. He missed a few as well. And no tries for New Zealand either. We did, though, score a couple ourselves. Talk us through the try for Conor Murray. Rory, I know you spoke to him afterwards, and he admitted that himself and the team have a lot to work on, but a nice try.
Well, it was absolutely. It was, as I say, it was off line-out ball. It went to the tail. It was tough conditions for Jamie George to football in, but they trusted their skills. And then they sent Jonathan Davies up the middle, and Jamie George himself took a lovely line off Johnny Sexton, and then Murray, kind of very a la Chicago, kind of spotted that the O'Farrell had cleared out beyond TJ Perenara and just left a little gap for him. TJ Perenara wasn't too happy afterwards, but Murray didn't mind. He just picked and went, and he went over the line for that, for another famous try against New Zealand. He's making a habit of it.
He is, and he's been speaking about the backlash expected. Of course, Ireland beat the All Blacks in Chicago. They came to Dublin and righted that wrong. How has the defeat gone down there, Rory, for the home fans and the home media as well? And we, of course, expect a big response next weekend.
Yeah, I think the fans understand that they're disappointed, but it's taken up gently on the chin, because I think very few people, other than the odd Irish kind of fan last night, believe that Tony Bill Williams shouldn't have been sent off. So there was, when you play with 14 men for 55 minutes against a team like the Lions, you really don't have many complaints. It was kind of inevitable that it would happen, even though the Lions made heavy weather of it. Yeah, we're expecting a backlash. We all experienced it in Dublin that time when Ireland beat them in Chicago, and they came out swinging a couple of weeks later in Dublin. I mean, that more ill discipline like that would probably be punished this time around, because Romain Poit is the ref next week, and he's a pretty serious character. Steve Hansen was talking today, and he said it's not similar, because they really let themselves down in Chicago, that they got their attitude wrong, that they kind of went on holidays that week. And it was interesting enough to listen to, because obviously Irish people are looking back on that win with great fondness, but he was kind of not dismissive of it, but he was kind of saying, look, we let ourselves down that week, we were missing some players. Whereas this time he was pretty happy with the attitude, that the players gave everything they could with 14 men, albeit coming up short. So I think, with 15 men on the pitch, the Lions will have to be an awful lot better to try and beat the All Blacks this time around. But I think there is improvement in them, and both sides can lift it another gear. As you said, they didn't score any tries, and they haven't really stressed the Lions through their attacking play, which is a big surprise. But much will depend on the conditions at Eden Park this weekend, but we'll definitely expect a response of some sort. But the Lions can lift it as well themselves.
Rory, tell me about Warren Gatland, the happy clown. He's had a bit of stick from the local media this week, and when he spoke to Sky yesterday, they asked him how he was, and he said that he was a happy clown after the win.
Yeah, he's in good form at the moment. He's been under huge pressure. We saw him backtrack on this kind of Geography 6, the call-ups that were so controversial that he decided not to bring them on. So he's getting it from home. But over here, where his family actually live, he spends most of his time in the Northern Hemisphere, but his family live near Hamilton. And it's been pretty over the top, to be honest. I mean, the New Zealand Herald had this car front, it was the front page of the sports section on, I think it was Tuesday, a picture of him mocked up as a clown, which, just left a bit of a sour taste, because in fairness to Gatland, he's gone out of his way to be trying to be really respectful. The Lions went up and visited the kind of birthplace of New Zealand. They put a real groundwork in, and they've been very well received. The people here have been really welcoming. But the Herald, which is kind of the main newspaper, and certainly has very close links to the All Blacks, went in with 2 feet, and he was enjoying himself last night. He was saying, just keep on doing it, because it's galvanised us. That sort of coverage, that sort of negative press has brought us closer together. So he kind of sent a message to those journalists. Whether it really had an effect, hard to know, but I'd say he enjoyed a beer last night, and in great satisfaction. He's never beaten his home country before either, with Ireland or Wales, so it was a big moment for him personally, even though he's kind of focusing on the team.
Yes, and interesting press conferences, I'm sure, ahead this week, if the journalists who wrote the clown headline are in attendance, which I'm sure they will be. Rory, you're with the team, you have been with them, you'll be with them again this week. They have a couple of days off, I understand. How does their week run between now, which is Sunday morning in Dublin, Sunday evening over there, to the game next Saturday?
Yeah, they've moved on to Queenstown today. Obviously Sean O'Brien stayed behind for his hearing in Wellington, but they're taking, I think, today and Monday and Tuesday off without training. I'm sure they'll be doing recovery. I'm sure their trackers will be let off to enjoy what Queenstown has to offer. It's a pretty, it's known as Fun Town. It's the adventure capital of New Zealand. But I'd say the test players, the guys who are probably in the mix for the 23, are going to be concentrating. Even though they're off, they'll probably be putting a bit of extras in. They'll be starting to review the All Blacks, review that game, and start thinking about the task ahead. I think the idea was, it's the last week of a really, really long season. There's some of their colleagues back in Ireland are already in pre-season for next year. It's just the relentless slog of a season, and Warren Gatland wanted to give them a little bit of a break. But I think with the All Blacks looming and that, you know, shattered history, I know it can be overblown sometimes, but, you know, only one team has ever won a series, one Lions team has ever won a series in this country. And to join the Legends of 71 is a major, major carrot. It would be a huge achievement for all of these players. So I can't see them breaking out the snowboards and putting themselves at risk in the next day or two anyway.
Finally, Rory, you mentioned there about the historical opportunity to actually win a series, to win 2-1 next Saturday. In your opinion, having seen both games and having been around the team for the last month, what's your thoughts on the possibilities of a 2-1 victory and a win next Saturday?
Look, you don't back against the All Blacks. I mean, they are the best team in the world for a reason. But you're starting to see chinks in their armour. You're starting to see that maybe the loss of all the experienced players that they had in 2015, who retired, like Richie McCaw and Kevin Mialamu and Man Onu and these guys, maybe they're starting to miss those players a little bit when the going gets tough. They've lost two of their last seven games, you know, one against Ireland, one against the Lions, and that's kind of a trend that they won't want to see continue. If they bring their A game, they'll beat the Lions next week. But the Lions have kind of caused a little bit of doubt in their minds. The Lions have huge momentum coming out of this game. They've hugely talented players as well. So I give the Lions a chance. I give them a fighting chance. I think they've got a real opportunity to go and make history. But at the end of the day, they are playing the best team in the world, who have been playing together for a lot longer. And if things click for the All Blacks and if they get going at their impenetrable fortress, they are still the favourites. But I'd be far more optimistic about the Lions' chances than I was going into Saturday's game.
Excellent stuff from the Irish Independent, Rory O'Connor, who's in New Zealand. And Rory, if people want to, they've heard from you, if they want to read from you, you'll be in the Irish Indo all week.
Yep, that's it, Jamie. Cheers for that.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.